The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross. Last May, the campaign was laying off staff members. Bloggers had pools on when he'd withdraw. The conservative establishment had the coffin built. Rush Limbaugh was ready to read the eulogy, and frankly, the guy just looked too old. And so, of course, you know what had to happen.
We have won enough delegates to claim with confidence, humility, and a great sense of responsibility that I will be the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Now that's a comeback. More after this. Easy wins in four states put John McCain over the top, and he quickly positioned himself as a conservative. Well, sort of a conservative.
I have never believed I was destined to be president. I don't believe anyone is predestined to lead America.
You see, he's a conservative who apparently doesn't think he has some special calling from God. Nor does he sound particularly nostalgic for the Reagan era or the one-room schoolhouse or anything else in the past.
We're the world's leader, and leaders don't pine for the past. We make the future better than the past. We don't hide from history. We make history.
McCain is, of course, a big supporter of the Iraq surge, but he can also sound like a subscriber to Mother Jones.
I will campaign to reduce our dangerous dependence on foreign oil by leading the world in the use, development, and discovery of alternative sources of energy.
And another thing, in last night's speech, there was no mention of abortion or of Supreme Court appointments or protecting the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. It's the kind of moderation that panics some Democrats. However, watching CNN last night, I thought I detected a certain relief in Democratic strategist Paul Begala when he heard that President Bush would be endorsing McCain today.
George W. Bush can endorse John McCain? Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
See, Democrats can talk about God. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, March 5th, 2008.